It was just about 10 years ago that the first same-sex weddings took place in this country. Since then, 17 other states and the District of Columbia have legalized same-sex marriage. And in just the last few hours, a federal judge struck down Oregon's voter-approved marriage ban.
To get an update on some of the latest rulings and find out what might be coming up next, we're joined by Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas. Kimmy, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, before we get into particular states, it seems like it used to be when we had this conversation, it was a big thing happening in a state or a court. And now we're tracking 3 to 6 at a time here. What's driving that?
The fact of the matter is that we are undergoing a sea change in public and legal opinion about the status of same-sex couples and perhaps the larger issue of sexual orientation and identity in our society. And that's just, it's like any other wave of litigation where there are social movements that are driving the litigation forward.
And it wasn't that long ago, it seems like, where the tide was turning the other way. A lot of states, including Wisconsin, put in constitutional amendments banning future laws on same-sex marriage. How did it change in such a short period of time?
You know, this is the sort of thing that we're going to be studying for the next decades. I mean, we're still looking back at the sexual revolution, trying to figure out what caused that shift. I think the biggest thing that you see with every social movement that you have, I don't care if it's medical marijuana, physician-assisted suicide, abortion, same-sex marriage, you see a social movement rise up. It begins to take a foothold. It may expand. And then at some point, there will be some sort of backlash. So in much the same way that you saw the anti-gay marriage movement come forward and you saw all those amendments and laws across the different states, then what you saw was support for gay marriage. That was the backlash. And we're still in a little bit of those waves of backlash, but get ready because the next wave is coming.
So is this a pendulum? Is there a tide going to turn back against same-sex marriage?
You know, it's like everything else, that there will be a shifting and a refining of what the law actually is. And that's probably the best way to think about it, is that we really are, among the 50 states, a patchwork quilt. And within that quilt, then, you have to look inside any given area to see what's happening. So it's going to vary state by state, and it's going to depend upon the movement. So let's talk about Oregon, which just today became the 8th state where a federal judge struck down a gay marriage ban that had been passed by 57% in 2004. I mean, that's a pretty decent margin when you look at electoral politics. And once again, like you saw in the Windsor case, you saw a government entity where the Democratic Attorney General had refused to enforce that law. And ultimately then the federal judge struck down the gay marriage ban there.
So that brings me to Wisconsin, actually. You mentioned the attorney general in Oregon. We just heard recently from our attorney general, J.B. Van Hollen. He said he wouldn't be surprised, first of all, if our state's constitutional amendment is overturned in a federal court.
That's correct.
But that he, as the state's top lawyer, has an obligation to defend that ban, regardless of what the prospects look like. Are we seeing decisions like this from attorney generals around the country about how and whether to contest these things?
Yes, you will. And in fact, I would say that the next thing to look in the wave going forward is you're going to see it in lots of little ways. There's another story out that most people missed out in North Carolina, hardly a bastion of liberalism, but a North Carolina registrar of deeds was elected, and he said that he intends to start signing same-sex licenses regardless of that state's ban. And so you're going to start seeing, I mean, what that will do is that will then prompt a legal fight. But he made it very clear in the running for office that this was something that he supported. And so you're going to see more and more things like that, I predict, in much the same way that Van Hollen came forward and said, no, I'm choosing to enforce this.
Looking back at that patchwork quilt you mentioned, state by state, some more of the latest news in Arkansas. We saw a judge strike down a ban on same-sex marriage there, but there's a hold on the ruling, meaning people can't register for marriage right now. What's the latest there? What are you looking for in Arkansas?
Well, what you want to look for is judges have a tremendous amount of discretion. And so where this gets interesting is that we've now had 8 states, Oregon, Idaho, Oklahoma, Virginia, Michigan, my own Texas, Utah, and Arkansas. Now, in a number of the states, like Texas and Arkansas, the federal judge was kind of hedging their bets. And what they did was they put a stay on their decision until an appellate court ruling. Not so in some states. Look at, you know, Michigan, for example. Michigan, that judge struck it down, but it left open a window of 24 hours where those opposed to same-sex marriage scrambled around, got a petition filed, got it to the Court of Appeals, but there was a 24-hour period there where same-sex couples were allowed to marry before the Court of Appeals put it on hold. So what you're also going to see courts begin to wrestle with are the procedural issues regarding when and under what conditions can judges put stays on these kinds of rights that are at issue. And again, this is not something that's just about same sex. This is about abortion, medical marijuana, physician-assisted suicide, any of those issues that have largely been left heretofore, up until this point in time, left to the states to decide.
And you mentioned Idaho. That's another one that's been in the news. Are they in that scramble zone now? It's legal. There's no stay. And they're trying to figure out if people can get married?
Yes. Well, and actually, this is how dizzying it is. I don't even know off the top of my head, so I don't want to misquote to you what the Idaho, where it's been held. It will also make a difference whether it's, I believe in the Idaho case, it's coming out of the Court of Appeals, in which case it should go forward unless that court put a specific stay on it. And that's why you see some judges doing it, because they don't want to see themselves reversed. I mean, they recognize that it's a complicated legal area, and any time you see that kind of difference among federal court rulings, you know you have real division among the circuits, and probably then that will translate into division among the Supreme Court justices.
We're talking with political scientist Kimmy King about a lot of recent news regarding same-sex marriages around the country, some headlines here in Wisconsin, too. And we want to hear from you. What do you think about all this? More states are dropping restrictions on same-sex marriage. Do you see this as a step forward, or are you worried about it? Would you like to see Wisconsin follow suit and have the constitutional amendment overturned here? And how? By a court or by a vote? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking with Kimmy King about some of the latest same-sex marriage news from Wisconsin and beyond. And we want to hear from you on this. Join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think that the dominoes will keep falling, more and more states will recognize same-sex marriage, or do you see the tide turning in the future? Would you like to see Wisconsin end its current constitutional ban on same-sex marriage? Do you think you'd like to see that from a federal court? There are challenges on the way. Or would you like to see a referendum and the long constitutional process to overturn that? Give us your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Kimmy, the organizations, the people opposed to same-sex marriage, obviously they're seeing the landscape shift dramatically. What kind of arguments, what kind of issues are they focusing on now?
Well, one of the things that's going to be interesting is this issue of uniformity. Actually, I checked on that Idaho question, because actually in Idaho, it looks like they were going to allow them to start doing it, and then the Ninth Circuit put an emergency stay on it.
They did get the stay. Okay.
They did. It did get the stay, but it was Utah, Michigan, Arkansas. They all had mass confusion as some registrars started handing out certificates and some did not, and then you had to go for an appeal. So you're going to start to see concerns about judicial administration. That's going to be the first thing that the attorneys are going to go for. The next thing, and you're going to see a wave of these issues, what about cases where you have a same-sex couple from another state moves to a non-same-sex state and then wants their marriage legalized, or suppose they want a divorce? So you're going to see different waves of litigation. Without a doubt, it's going to depend on the movement in any state. recall that in Oregon, they needed something like, I think it's 116,000 signatures to get a reverse the ban gay marriage constitutional amendment on the ballot. They have said that if the Federal Court of Appeals upholds the position that they're going to ban same-sex marriage, they will stop trying to get it on the ballot. Otherwise, they will start to try to get that constitutional amendment, which bans same-sex marriage, off the ballot. So pro-heterosexual traditional marriage, pro-traditional marriage types are going to have to start splintering their efforts as movements begin in the states to reverse same-sex marriage bans that were written into law, in addition to having to defend the litigation in court. And I think that the most interesting thing to watch is the extent to which government officials choose to either enforce or not enforce the law. That's where I see, that's what you want to be watching. There have been these little waves of it's Republican and Democrats that have refused to enforce anti-same-sex provisions. And that is going to be the curious thing to see, because that will start to shift public opinion and I think really the tide of things.
Let's get to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Richard on the line in Manitowoc. Richard, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, good afternoon, sir. Good evening. I was born in 1932, so I'm 81 years old now, and I suppose I'm sort of square. But I grew up during the Depression and all that kind of stuff, and I cannot, for the life of me, picture two guys getting married or two women getting married.
Richard, thanks a lot for sharing your perspective on that. And Kimmy King, is there a generational shift going on here that's making these changes happen?
I think in part what your caller's pointing to is a valid, you know, concern that there is this shift in the way in which people frame the issues and the way in which they see those issues. But I think just as important that has shifted this is our extent to which we have become more critical of marriage. Let's not forget that we have a lot of high-profile marriages that collapse after 1 or 2 years. Those were heterosexual, old-school, traditional marriages. As those marriages decline, people look around and they start looking at same-sex marriages. And when you look at somebody who's been with someone for 25, 30 years, it becomes very hard not to say, well, what's really the difference there, except that this same-sex couple stayed together for all these years. And other, you know, traditional marriage is on the rocks and it has trouble. So I think that's part of it as well. But here's another thing. The real issue with same-sex relationships has been the extent to which we have begun as a society to identify with people who have an alternative sexual orientation. So this isn't just about marriage. It's about a brother, an uncle, a sister, a mom, a dad. It's about all these people that we have relationships with. And that's why where I think you've seen the biggest splinter in the pro-traditional marriage movement was when moderate to conservative Republicans said, this is not an issue I'm going to fight. There's too many other issues on my agenda that focusing on same-sex marriage is not the battle I want to pick. I'm concerned about health care. I'm concerned about the deficit. I'm concerned about these other issues. And so when you saw moderate to conservative Republicans get off the anti-same-sex bandwagon, that's when you saw it start to decline.
Richard, thanks for the call. We'll go to Kay now with us in Milwaukee. Kay, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, you asked earlier if this should be decided in the courts or by elections. And it strikes me that you don't hold an election and vote on whether or not people can have equal rights. There's just something very, very wrong with that.
Kay, thanks a lot for the call. And Kimmy, that actually points me towards something I wanted to kind of wrap up on. Are we seeing from courts, maybe even the Supreme Court, the notion that the right to marry someone is a fundamental right that you don't get to vote on and that courts should protect?
Yeah, and the standard response is the South would have loved to have had a constitutional amendment on whether or not slavery should have been allowed in 1860, and they didn't get that option. So here's what your callers should be thinking about. Keep your eye on Justice Kennedy. I have said this all along. He is the man where all the power resides. Kennedy signed off on the Windsor opinion in 2013, which said that the federal government could not regulate marriage, and left language in there to the call, Richard, the caller before, that said it should be left to the states. But Kennedy also signed off on the Schuette decision in 2014, which said that states could pass via constitutional vote bans on affirmative action. So states could vote on civil rights there. Last case to remember, in Romer versus Evans in 1996, Kennedy wrote the majority opinion, it was 6-3, that said a Colorado initiative, which allowed basically, you know, state and local governments to discriminate against gays and lesbians, could not be justified because the government had not shown a legitimate interest for targeting, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered person.
All right. Justice Kennedy is the man to watch. Kimmy, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. You take care.
You too. That's Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas.